Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Overthinker's Guide to Making Decisions by Joseph Nguyen is a practical, mind-calming roadmap for anyone who gets stuck in analysis paralysis. Positioned within the author's broader self-help style, the book focuses on a single everyday pain point, the way anxiety, perfectionism, and fear of regret can turn even small choices into exhausting mental loops. Rather than framing decision-making as a purely logical exercise, Nguyen emphasizes the emotional and cognitive patterns that fuel indecision, then offers tools to interrupt those patterns. Readers can expect straightforward guidance on clarifying what actually matters, limiting unhelpful options, and choosing with more confidence even when certainty is impossible. The core promise is not perfect decisions, but saner decisions, choices made with less rumination, less self-judgment, and more forward motion. For people who want relief from constant second-guessing, the book aims to replace mental noise with simple structures and repeatable habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding why overthinking hijacks decisions. A central theme is that overthinking is not a sign of being thorough, but a mental protection strategy that can misfire. The book explores how the brain tries to reduce uncertainty by gathering more information, replaying scenarios, and forecasting consequences, yet ends up increasing stress and delaying action. This pattern often comes from fear of making the wrong choice, fear of judgment, or a belief that a good person makes the optimal decision every time. Nguyen's approach treats indecision as a loop. A trigger creates discomfort, the mind searches for certainty, the search produces more variables, and the growing complexity produces more discomfort. By naming the loop, readers can stop blaming themselves and start focusing on changing inputs and habits. The discussion also highlights how modern life amplifies indecision through endless options and constant comparison. In that environment, overthinkers can confuse wanting reassurance with needing clarity. The book encourages separating what is knowable from what is unknowable, and noticing when additional thinking no longer improves the quality of a decision. This reframe makes space for a healthier goal, making good enough choices and moving forward without needing to eliminate all risk. Secondly, reducing decision pressure by clarifying values and priorities. Another major topic is the way unclear values create needless debate inside the mind. When priorities are fuzzy, every option looks both promising and dangerous, and the brain keeps spinning to find a universal winner. The book emphasizes that decisions become easier when they are anchored to a small set of personal principles, practical constraints, and current season of life goals. Instead of asking which option is perfect, readers are guided to ask which option matches what matters most right now. This can include choosing a primary objective, such as health, stability, learning, or relationships, and then letting that objective filter choices. Nguyen also leans into the idea that not all decisions deserve equal attention. By ranking decisions by impact and reversibility, readers can reserve deep thinking for the few high-stakes areas and simplify everything else. This topic typically encourages creating simple personal rules, boundaries, and default choices, which reduces the daily mental tax of constantly reevaluating the same questions. The result is less cognitive clutter and a stronger sense of internal alignment, which makes it easier to commit without obsessing. Clarity does not remove uncertainty, but it reduces internal conflict and allows the reader to choose with integrity. Thirdly, decision frameworks that prevent analysis paralysis. The book centers on practical structures that limit endless deliberation. A key idea is to constrain the decision space so the mind cannot endlessly expand it. That can include narrowing to a small number of viable options, setting a deadline, and defining what a successful outcome would reasonably look like. For overthinkers, open-ended searching often becomes a coping mechanism, so a framework creates a stopping point. Nguyen's style typically favors simple questions and repeatable processes over complex models, helping readers act even when they feel uncertain. Tools in this area often involve distinguishing between reversible and irreversible choices, using small experiments to test assumptions, and committing to the next step rather than trying to map the entire future. The emphasis is on momentum. Once you take an action, you gain real feedback that is more useful than speculation. This topic also addresses the trap of seeking more information when the real issue is fear. Frameworks help expose that moment by asking whether new data would actually change the choice, or just delay discomfort. By reducing options, setting criteria, and choosing a next action, the reader learns to treat decision-making as a skill that improves through practice, not a one-time performance that must be flawless. Fourthly, managing regret, uncertainty, and the need for control, a major barrier for overthinkers is the belief that a wrong decision will create permanent damage or unbearable regret. The book addresses this emotional layer by normalizing uncertainty and reframing regret as information rather than a verdict on one's worth. Instead of trying to eliminate regret, readers are encouraged to build resilience to it. This includes accepting that every choice closes doors, that opportunity cost is unavoidable, and that even the best decision can lead to mixed outcomes. Wynn's guidance typically focuses on shifting from outcome fixation to process confidence. If you made a thoughtful choice with the information you had, you can trust yourself even if the result is imperfect. The topic also covers how control seeking creates anxiety. When you demand certainty, you keep scanning for threats and alternative futures, which sustains rumination. By practicing acceptance of what cannot be controlled, the reader can stop negotiating with imaginary futures and return attention to the present. This section tends to emphasize self-compassion and realistic expectations, encouraging readers to see themselves as adaptable. When you trust your ability to respond to whatever happens, you do not need to predict everything. That belief is often what finally loosens the grip of overthinking. Lastly, building habits for faster, calmer, everyday choices. Beyond one big decision, the book aims to improve the reader's daily relationship with choice. This topic focuses on habits that reduce mental noise and create consistent follow-through. One approach is creating routines and defaults for low-impact areas, such as food, clothing, scheduling, or basic purchases, so the mind is not repeatedly forced into unnecessary deliberation. Another approach is practicing quick commitment on small decisions to strengthen decisiveness like a muscle. Yiguan also highlights the importance of recognizing emotional states that distort judgment, such as fatigue, anxiety, or stress, and then postponing or simplifying decisions when the mind is not at its best. Readers are encouraged to use brief reflection methods, such as writing down the decision, listing a few criteria, and selecting a next step instead of carrying everything in their head. This externalizes the problem and prevents spiraling. The topic also supports creating an after-decision practice, such as limiting second-guessing, reducing post-decision research, and focusing on execution. When you consistently act, review, and adjust, the fear of making a mistake decreases. Over time, these habits create a calmer baseline where decisions feel like manageable tasks rather than threats that must be solved perfectly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who routinely second-guess themselves, delay choices until the last minute, or feel mentally exhausted by everyday decisions. It will also help readers who are highly conscientious, perfectionistic, or anxious, especially those who do not lack intelligence or effort but still get trapped in rumination. The practical benefit is a lighter mental load. You learn to separate useful thinking from fear-driven looping, clarify what matters, and apply simple structures that lead to action. That shift can improve work performance, relationships, and personal well-being because you spend less time battling your mind and more time living the results of your choices. Compared with many decision-making books that emphasize rational optimization, this one is positioned to meet overthinkers where they are, addressing the emotional drivers of indecision and offering straightforward tools that are easy to repeat under stress. It is worth buying if you want a focused guide that prioritizes calm, momentum, and self-trust over complex models. The value is in its accessibility. It helps you make decisions that are good enough, timely, and aligned, without requiring you to become a different person first. If you would like to support Joseph Nguyen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.